there. Welcome to Pure Skin Talk. My name is Devin MacArthur. I am a licensed esthetician and certified makeup artist. This podcast is for anyone who wants to learn more about skin and how to take care of it. From acne to anti-aging, I am covering it all and making it easy to understand. Follow me on Instagram at PureSkinOC. Hey everyone, welcome to Pure Skin Talk. I hope you guys are all doing well, and as we head into, can't believe it's October, like the middle of October. It's crazy. Like Halloween is almost here and people are like worried about whether their kids can trick or treat, and I think it's just a really hard time to be a parent right now. So my heart goes out to all of you who are dealing with what you should and shouldn't do and all that. Just don't lick the candy wrappers. You'll be fine. Okay, guys, let's get started. So if you're not already, follow me on social media. I'm really trying to push those numbers and get my, get people following me that are interested in skincare, get more of those kind of people. So tell your friends, tell anybody you know. I'd appreciate that. And of course, share the podcast. That really helps as well. Leaving reviews, anytime you rate, review, or subscribe, that really helps get the word out about my podcast. It you know, goes higher up on the charts or whatever, and then that allows people to see that this podcast exists. I think this one is a little bit more unique than a lot of the skincare podcasts out there, so hopefully that means that sometimes when you do something different, it can be a good thing. Sometimes it's a bad thing. I'm looking at it as a positive thing. So share with your friends and review the podcast. I would really appreciate it. And for those of you that have left reviews and have done that recently, I really appreciate it. I can't really accurately describe the feeling when I read your reviews. I my heart gets warm and I get really excited, and it makes me really happy that this podcast is working for you. And I know estheticians listen too, and I appreciate that, and that they trust my knowledge, and that, you know, clients out there, you all trust my knowledge. I appreciate it. I do a lot of research, and I definitely state my opinion here, but a lot of it is facts, and that's important. And based on my experience, which I've been doing this for almost 9 years, so I have seen a lot of clients and helped a lot of people in those 9 years. So here we go. Follow me on social media at PureSkinOC. Of course, you can always visit my website, PureSkinOC.com. That has my online store where you can purchase all the products. And then also you can just kind of look to see what services I offer, more about the podcast, all that stuff. And there's even a page for estheticians. All right, guys. So let's get started on the podcast for today. Here we go. There are a few things that I've heard a lot recently since being back in the treatment room, so I thought I would address them here. I kind of feel like if I'm hearing it, then it's probably something that a lot of people are thinking or assume, or, you know, whatever the story is. And a lot of the stuff I'm seeing on social media. So I think, you know, people had extra time during the quarantine, and so they did a lot of research and started reading their own things, and there's a lot of misinformation out there, unfortunately. So let's get started. First one, washing your face in the shower. Yes, you can do this, but let's talk about how it should be done. So I'm guessing this became a thing because we shouldn't be washing our face with hot water, and most people like hot showers. So this is what I do. Washing my face is the first thing I do, so the water is lukewarm. And then when I'm done, I turn the shower to hot. Okay, so I get in the shower and I cleanse my face immediately. Now, I use a cream cleanser, so that's used on dry hands and dry face. So I don't even get, like, my hands and face do not get wet at all initially. So I do the cleanse on my skin, 30, 45 seconds, and then I rinse all of it off. And then I turn my shower to the desired temperature for the rest of my shower. So my face is not affected at all. Now, sometimes I do a scrub, and I always encourage people to let it sit so that the steam from the shower will help push it in deeper and allow it to work harder. So if I do this, I cleanse my face, turn the water to my desired temperature, put my scrub on, and then do everything, wash my, you know, whatever I got to do, wash my hair, wash my body, shave, whatever I got to do. So I do all that. And then I will turn the water back to a cooler temperature so I can rinse the scrub off my face. Okay. Now, if after that you rinse it off your face, you want to go back to warm. So you warm up before you get out. Absolutely. You can do that. So the whole point is just making sure that your face does not have hot water on it. Lukewarm is, you know, more of an appropriate, you don't have to do cold. Lukewarm is more an appropriate temperature. So yes, you can wash your face in the shower. Just be aware of the temp of the water. That's really the only reason. I mean, I take 2 showers a day because one, I really enjoy showers, but also because it's so much easier to wash my face in the shower. You know, you watch those commercials and they wash their face and water doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't go all over the mirror, all over the sink, but we know in reality it goes everywhere. So it's just easier for me if I just take a shower twice a day. And so there you go. You can wash your face in the shower. You just have to pay attention to the temperature of the water. Second thing is face yoga. Now, this has been in and out. I have been hearing this for a long time. And I mean, you'd think this would be a good thing since yoga is good for the body, but it's actually not. The face is the only place on the body that the muscles are directly attached to the skin. So doing face exercises can make wrinkles worse. We get wrinkles in the places we move our face the most. So it makes sense that doing more of this can make them deeper. Now, there are some arguments that if you do it correctly and if you move your face in the most appropriate way, that maybe you're going to strengthen it, not necessarily cause more wrinkles. I don't know if there's enough of an argument for it. I just think of all the things that we can do for our skin, moving it even more than we already are is probably going to be last on my list. So I do not think that face yoga is the way to go. Keep doing it for your body. It's great. Next thing, sunscreen layering. Now, I've talked about before how makeup and sunscreen doesn't really count because you have to wear 7 times the amount of that makeup to get that number on the bottle. So say you bought a foundation and it has SPF 15. You'd have to wear 7 times the amount to get that number 15 on your face. And hopefully nobody is applying that much makeup. So if you're going to wear, some people have moisturizers with SPF. So let's just say that's SPF, 15. And then you actually have a sunscreen that's SPF 15. Putting those two products together does not give you 30. Okay. It does not give you extra protection. So just make sure that the last skincare product you are applying is sunscreen and you don't need anything higher than SPF 30. I also would not go lower. 30 is what I recommend. And make sure you're wearing it every single day. Super important. So again, sunscreen layering is not a thing. It does not give you extra protection. Super important to remember that. Okay, so let's talk about applying more of the good stuff. So when food tastes good, we want more, right? We want another bite of that cake, want another bite of the ice cream, whatever it is. When we use a face product and it works, we want to use more of it. It's normal. Just remember that more on your skin does not mean more benefits. Your skin will only absorb so much at a time. So basically, you're kind of wasting the product. Some people, if they want quicker results, sometimes depending on the product, but sometimes they'll use it twice a day. You know, sometimes that can help, but I don't know. Most of the stuff I recommend just using once a day. The results will happen, just not tomorrow, but that's with all skincare products. Okay. So pouring on a bunch of product on your skin is not going to give you better results or faster results. Okay. So don't waste the product because then that wastes your money. Okay. So acne and breakouts. This became a big problem for a lot of people when we were deep into quarantine, the stress, the mask wearing, it all irritated our skin and caused issues. Marketing for skincare on a larger level teaches us that we need to dry out our skin to kill the bacteria and get rid of the acne. This is true to a point. This general thinking leads people to believe that anything hydrating on our skin will cause more breakouts. That is not true. A lot of people, and I've dealt with this with my own clients, that if they have oily skin, like they just don't want anything like wet on their skin. They don't want to use grapeseed oil that I recommend. They don't, toner scare them. Like all this stuff scares them because they have been taught the complete opposite throughout all of this, you know, mainstream marketing that they see. So what happens is there needs to be a balance. Whatever product you put on your skin should always be beneficial. If all you're doing is pulling from the skin by using exfoliating products, and exfoliating means salicylic acid, it means glycolic acid, mandelic, it means anything physical, you know, a scrub, all of those things are exfoliating products. So whether it's chemical or whether it's physical, your skin can then become dry, irritated, flaky, red, etc. And you don't have to deal with all of that. Your skin produces oil because it cannot produce water. When your skin is dehydrated, then it produces oil. If you start giving your skin what it needs, less oil is produced. That's just science. That is not my opinion. That is science. That is how it works. I have said this many times on my podcast and a million times in my treatment room. It's so important. And I get frustrated because a lot of clients have gone to a dermatologist first, been given meds, whether they be topical or oral, and sent on their way. In my experience, a lot of these clients have maybe been told to use sunscreen. Sometimes are recommended products to use like Cetaphil or Neutrogena. So now these people think that these are good products because a doctor recommended these. Here's the problem. They aren't good for the skin and they certainly aren't hydrating the skin. The last thing I looked at for a client was she was given two acne meds, one oral, one cream. She wasn't sure if she was supposed to use the cream morning and night. She thought so, but she wasn't positive because wasn't really told. She was told about sunscreen and then she was told to use some the Cetaphil cleanser, of course, and then some random Neutrogena moisturizer. I don't remember which one, but it doesn't matter. None of those products hydrate the skin. Moisturizer locks in hydration. It does not actually create hydration on the skin. Okay, so the problem has not been solved except for the acne, which is why you go to the doctor, right? So you go to a doctor and they are there to fix the problem. And in this case, it's acne. They give meds and eventually the acne goes away. They are not there to fix the aftermath of the meds. It is possible to have healthier skin while fixing it. Okay. So if you feel like your skin needs acne meds, go to a doctor, get them, but also talk to an esthetician or go see an esthetician about a good skincare routine so that it can be in conjunction with the meds. It should not be one or the other. If you're looking to have healthy skin, if at some point you're going to be worried about anti-aging, which I mean, 99% of us are, right? So do both. Talk to an esthetician, get on a good skincare routine, and then also use the meds so that your skin doesn't fall apart. So it's not like, oh yeah, you killed all the acne, but now your skin is irritated, sensitive, red, flaky, whatever it is. You can actually have healthier skin while on these meds. I've seen it. I've done it with my clients. You know, I've given them a great routine so that their skin, you know, they don't have like everybody, if you walk around and your skin's all dry and flaky, everybody's going to know what's going on, but there's ways to make it a healthier process for you. And that's where estheticians come in because we care about the condition of your skin. And I'm not saying every single doctor is like this. I'm just saying in my experience, in my 9 years of seeing clients and talking to, and personally talking to dermatologists, you know, about this, they've told me this is what they recommend and not because they're trying to fix the problem that they were presented with. They're not trying to fix your skin in 10 years. Okay. So it's really important that you go and do both if you're concerned. If you're not concerned, you just want the acne to go away, then, you know, you do whatever you want to do. But if you're looking for the healthier skin, then definitely seeing an esthetician and getting on a good skincare routine is what I recommend the most when trying to fix acne. And then, of course, I offer skincare coaching, so it doesn't have to be expensive. You can talk to me, I can help you, and we can go down a road that isn't as painful if you're just using meds. Okay, so the next one is sun damage, also a really big topic. Acne is always a huge topic, and then sun damage, obviously. So it takes about 10 years for sun damage to show up on your skin. So summer after summer, we continue to damage our skin because we think we are getting away with it. And then we turn 25 or 30 and wonder what happened. So if it takes this long for it to show up, do you really think it's possible for it to go away in a month? It's not. There are no quick fixes when it comes to sun damage for the most part. It's about having a good skincare routine that concentrates on lightening the hyperpigmentation. Most of the time, it's also doing a chemical peel series along with the good skincare routine. So the series is going to hit your skin hard each week, and then you're going to go home and use really good skincare products on your skin to help with that hyperpigmentation, to help lighten it. Should always be skeptical of before and after pictures that promises all of it gone in a month or even a few months. And depending on how much hyperpigmentation there is and how long it's been there, it could take a long time and probably won't go away completely. It might fade, you know, lighten, all those things, but not necessarily go away completely. You know, everybody is individual. Again, so be aware of those MLM companies, multi-level marketing companies, telling you that they have the answers. Rodan and Fields is a big one. They drive me crazy with their misleading marketing. I saw a few posts over the last few days asking people to take a challenge. Keep using your skincare routine for 15 days. If after that you don't see a difference, then you should try their stuff. This makes no sense. I have seen so many changes in my skin over the last 9 years of being an esthetician. The routine I'm using now is making my skin the best it's ever been. But I probably won't see a difference between now and 15 days. Why? Because there have already been so many changes, and none of them took 15 days. They want you to believe that if you don't see a change in your skin, then you need to make a change in your routine. Nope, not always true. Now, if you take somebody who has been doing nothing or washing their face with Dove soap and that's it, which I know many people who have done that, and then they get on some products that actually gives them a moisturizer and a sunscreen, maybe a serum, yeah, they're going to see a difference. But that doesn't mean that they're good products. It's just you went from nothing to something. That's the difference. When I send my clients samples, it's not so they can watch their sun damage disappear in 15 days. It's so they can make sure that the products don't irritate their skin, they like the way they feel and smell, and to make sure that they will do their routine. And since I recommend grapeseed oil, they often notice a difference because their skin is much more hydrated, but that's usually it. You're just 15 days is just not that long. So this quote unquote challenge says nothing but to people who don't know about skin. It seems to say a lot. I asked around. I asked my friends who are not into skincare, and they all said that they thought it would mean something. They thought if they, you know, for 15 days didn't see a difference, and oh, must not be working. So anyways, I know I went on a tangent a bit, but I really don't like false advertising, especially when it affects a lot of vulnerable people. So just be really careful. There's just no quick results in general when it comes to skincare. Like I said, grapeseed oil is the fastest thing, and that's more of a hydration thing. Because, you know, most people's skin it's so thirsty that when you give it something, it's like, oh, thank you. It's like getting a big drink of water in the middle of the desert, right? It feels good. So that's kind of what you're doing for your skin. So just be careful with stuff like that. Overpromising is never, it's usually never good. Okay, I won't talk about that anymore. The last one that has been coming up a little bit more lately is alcohol and skincare. Just remember that not all alcohol and skincare is bad. There are good and there are bad. I recently posted this on social media. So look for that post. I'll probably repost it again so you guys can see that. But there's a list of the good alcohols and bad alcohols. So don't be scared of all of them. All right, so that's it, guys. That was, it was a lot. I know sometimes I go off when I get passionate about certain things. If you guys have any questions about anything, you know you can reach out, Devin@pureskinoc.com or on my social media at pureskinoc. I have had some estheticians reach out to me more frequently in the last few months, I think just because of what everything that's been going on. But I've had people, estheticians reach out wanting to, you know, talk to me for a little bit of time to see, to get some, you know, business advice or how I do things or whatever. So I was thinking about maybe doing a Zoom for estheticians. So reach out to me if that's something that you might be interested in, on my social media at PureskinOC. You can just let me know or send me an email, Devin@PureskinOC.com. And then also I was kind of thinking that it might be fun to have a theme song for my podcast. I don't know. What do you guys think? I thought something light and funny before I started talking would be a fun intro. So, but anyways, I don't know anybody that can help me with that. So if you guys know anybody, or if you are possibly that person, then please, reach out to me. Let me know. Devin@pureskinoc.com. I'd love to get that going. All right. I hope you guys have a great week. It looks like it's cooling down a little bit. I know some states are getting snow, which is crazy because we've been in the 90s, but anyways, hope you guys have a great week and we'll talk soon. Thank you. Bye.